Hi, this is Jalen for Dobbs, where tire buying is easy. At GoToDobbs.com, shop brands, sizes, pricing, and our amazing deals. With 40-plus locations, get same-day install. For tires, it's Dobbs.
For deals you can use, click on GoToDobbs.com now.
The Cardinals taking on the Mets tonight at Citi Field, and the game will be an Apple TV telecast. And part of the telecast will be Heidi Watney, who joins us now on the Celebrity Line on 101 ESPN. Heidi, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing great. It's always great to have you with us on the show, and it has been a rugged, unexpected start for the Cardinals. As you have prepared for this one, Heidi, what's your takeaway from what you've seen and heard and read about the Cardinals?
Well, I mean, the Cardinals addressed their biggest need from last year in starting pitching. Their offense just hasn't gotten going yet. You're seeing that from a lot of teams around the league, although it's kind of getting late to say it's early. What is it, April 26th today? So we're a month into the season. You want to start seeing guys getting things done, shaking off any of that rust that they maybe can chalk up to early season struggles. So I'd like to see more out of the Cardinals' offense, really.
I think a lot of people would, Heidi, especially the fans here in St. Louis are very upset about it right now. And you're talking about that, the offensive struggles. Just what are you hearing on the national side? And I know that you're saying it's getting, you know, late early here, but what are you hearing on the national side more about the struggles offensively? Is there anything in particular about what people are pointing out?
No, I mean, there's no real trends other than most people are just saying, you know, it's early in the season. Some guys, you know, a lot of players who are really great hitters get off to slow starts for whatever reason it is. But usually by the end of April, they're picking it up. I don't know with this Cardinals team. I mean, the offense wasn't necessarily their trouble last year. I mean, obviously the guys on the corners are your stalwarts and they're struggling, and the team's going to be kind of like as they go, you go, and Goldie and Arenado. And I mean, we saw they're only a couple years removed from an MVP season for Paul Goldschmidt. Nolan Arenado has a track record of being a great guy. So I do have confidence that those guys can turn it around. I don't think, you know, the other side of things, what people are saying, I'm not going to even say it because I don't think it about them. But yeah, I just think with this team, it's for whatever reason they're offensively, they just haven't gotten going.
For fans that tune in tonight to an Apple TV telecast, what do you guys try to do to bring the fan in or make it different than what they see every night? But some of the things that you guys try to do differently.
Well, I think our broadcast is one of the best, if not the best, in the game. So, most specifically because our picture quality is second to none. We're true 4K. If you tune in and watch, and by the way, if you don't have Apple TV Plus, don't come at me. Go to my social handle on X. I've got a free two-month trial. Free. Can I say that again? Free two-month trial. I say come for the baseball, stay for Ted Lasso in the morning show, all the other shows. But yes, just go to my Twitter/X profile, whatever we're calling it these days, and you can click on that link. But our picture quality is second to none. That's when I go to fields every week, that's what the players say. How is it so clear? How is it so amazing? Our graphics package is clean in the true Apple style. We go inside with player interviews. I know we're efforting someone to be mic'd up. I'm not quite sure who, to be honest. But I'll take you around the ballpark if there's something that warrants going around the ballpark. We're not going to just do things just to be gimmicky. We really like to take fans inside, though. I mean, I get to be right at the end of the dugout and on the eyes and ears for the broadcast down there. And, you know, if you're not as familiar with the Mets, our play-by-play, Wayne Randazzo, worked for the Mets organization for 7 or 8 years before coming over to Apple TV. And, of course, now he's with the Angels as well. So he has a lot of insight on that team. Dontrell Willis is just one of the most colorful analysts. We walk into any ballpark, every player loves him. He has just so much knowledge, and he's so good at what he does. So I think it's a really entertaining broadcast. But you'll be stunned by the picture quality if you haven't watched it yet.
And Heidi, even though the Mets have maintained the high payroll, big time difference between this year and last year, yet they're competitive, a couple of games over 500. What have the Mets done well so far?
Well, the Mets have been really streaky. I mean, they started their season with 5 straight losses, and people were wondering if it was disaster 5 games in, as they will do in New York, tend to overreact. But then they've stabilized a lot since then. They went on a hot streak. It's interesting with their team. They seem to be streaky early, but Carlos Mendoza has brought a lot of stability over. He was with the Yankees for a number of years before coming over to the Mets. And David Stearns, it's interesting. They were more measured in their spending this offseason. Obviously, they have the owner with the deepest pockets in baseball who's not afraid to spend when they need to. But sometimes in that aspect, less is more. You can't just – I have seen this over and over and over in the sport. You can't just compile the highest paid roster in the sport and expect everyone to gel and go out there. Baseball is a team sport. It's not basketball where you bring in LeBron James in his prime and all of a sudden that team's going to be a title contender. You've got to get buy-in. You've got to get that team to work as a cohesive unit. And I think that's something that we're even seeing with the Dodgers, who are hovering about 500 right now. They just haven't hit their stride. It takes time for teams to gel. I covered the 2011 Red Sox. I was the team reporter that year for that team. And on paper, that team heading into the season, everyone was ready to crown the World Series champions. They had the worst collapse. And you guys also, St. Louis, remember 2011
Yeah, pretty well.
that year wasn't good for Boston either. So, it's just I think that what David Stearns is doing is bringing in a more cohesive group, getting these guys to bond, and they're adding JD Martinez tonight. So that's not going to bode well for Miles Michaelis and the Cardinals because he's an offensive force, and now he's in the lineup to protect Pete Alonso and. I like what the Mets have done this year. I think that they're going to build and keep getting better.
Heidi, thanks for the free Apple subscription for a couple of months. I really appreciate it.
Anytime.
Just follow Heidi Watney, WATNEY, on X/Twitter, and you'll be able to see the Cards and the Mets here, Heidi and the gang, tonight on Apple TV. Thanks so much for the time. We appreciate it, and we know that you have the Cardinals a few more times on the schedule as the season unfolds. Hopefully we'll be able to talk again.
I'd love to. Yeah. Take care, guys.
Thanks, Heidi. Take care. Heidi Watney from Apple TV on 101 ESPN.